Good morning. We're continuing with the history of Kaddish. So the Rimagash, so the Breaker Yosef brings it. The Rimagash says that actually there's no minhag to say a Kaddish on Beis Vehei, even in his day. However, other Rishonim mentioned that there was a minhag already to say, and it seems it was instituted not by the Rabbanus Aparoi, which were the first generations immediately post the Gemara, but by later Goyim, and it wasn't accepted by all. The Rambam seems to say that you don't say a Kaddish after Kriyas Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, the same way we do with Shabbos Mincha. You rely on the Kaddish, but said later on, only by a day where there's going to be now. But now the next question is, if the purpose of the Kaddish is to interrupt, so why do we say a Kaddish by Beis Vehei? Second question is, so I understand when we're talking about a case where we want to interrupt the kriyas which are chiyuv, and the kriya of the mafter which is not a chiyuv, and a case where the kriya is the second kriya is from the same sefer as the first one, but we're using the second sefer to, let's say, lay in Rosh Chodesh, so that's a separate chiyuv kriya, so that is a chiyuv kriya. It's not the Chiyuv Kriya of the seven Aliyahs, but it's the Chiyuv Kriya. So why do we say a Kaddish in that situation? So the Sefer HaPardes from Rashi brings a second reason why we say a Kaddish. And he says this idea that when you learn Torah is always a Kiddush Hashem. Why? Because Hashem's name is contained throughout the Torah in many different ways. Like Rabban says at the beginning of Chumash, all of the Torah is really an expression of Hashem's Baruch's presence in the world. So, both in a Kabbalistic sense, there's different names of Hashem which are hidden in the words of the Torah, and this, we'll call it a rational sense, idea of that there's an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the Bria, that's what Hashem is. So that's what Torah is. So it's inappropriate after you finish reading all of that, not to get up and to say, we finish all of this and not say Kiddush Hashem, not sort of close it off with a statement of Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, we have this kriya, you have to have a Kaddish afterwards. So this Kaddish we say afterwards is a Kaddish on the Limud HaTorah element, not just the Chiyuv Kriya, but the Limud HaTorah element. The Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that Tosfos does not mean that they didn't say Kaddish. Since they would say the Kaddish after the Haftarah. You would lay in the seven Aliyahs, you would lay in the Maftir, you would lay in the Haftarah, now you say Kaddish. You finished all these different expressions of Kaddish Baruch, and now you would say Kaddish. What they meant was they moved it earlier to, in a situation where we need to differentiate between the two, in order to have a clarity to people. People should understand that the Maftir doesn't count as one of the seven Olim. He's not one of the seven Olim, but that they did, there wasn't a Kaddish at all. Of course there was a Kaddish, which was said afterwards. So that's what he suggests, Pshat Tosfos. And he says that, and he mentioned this idea, the Kriyas HaTorah was instituted as a purpose of Limud HaTorah, and therefore the Kaddish is appropriate. And that's, there's a second type of Kriya, for example, Shkolim. It wasn't to teach us the halachas of Kip Parsha, the beginning of Kisisa. It wasn't Limud HaTorah. It was to announce that it's time for the Shkolim. Parsha Chodesh was to announce that it's time for the Korban Pesach, etc. That doesn't require, since it's not Limud HaTorah, it doesn't require having its own Kaddish. So you can have it, the Kaddish afterwards. Okay, so getting back to the Chayyarim over here. The Chayyarim says, so we're going to put the two Sefer Torah on the Bima. So the Kaddish is clearly going back on the first one. And the second one is as well, he's saying there is an Inyan of saying Kaddish on the second one as well. Well, if you read from three Sefer Torah, you have an Inyan of saying Kaddish on all three Sefer Torah. We don't do that. One suggestion is why we don't do that is that we see, for example, by Shabbos Mincha, we say, since we're going to go straight from Kriyas HaTorah immediately into Shmoneh Esrei, there's not going to be a Hefsek. We don't see any other tefillahs in between, really. Just put the Sefer Torah back, and you say Kaddish. So the Kaddish that we say prior to Shmoneh Esrei can go back on the Kriyas Mincha. What do you mean? The Sefer Torah is in the Aron Kaddish now. It's too late. So that's not a problem. So the idea that there should be a little bit of a time lapse in between is not a problem. In fact, even the Sefer Torah shouldn't be immediately in front of us is also not a problem. So even the Sefer Torah is not on the Bima, it's not problematic. But if we have it, if it's possible, so we put it there. So therefore, when we only have two Sefer Torah, we leave Sefer Torah number one on the Bima. We put Sefer Torah number two on the Bima anyway, like we said, they shouldn't be Masiyah Das from the Kriya. And we say the Kaddish of both of them together. But when you have three, take the Sefer Torah, which already is seated, and put it back on the Bima, and then ignore it as we're not read from it, maybe that's not even nice. So that's one of the suggestions why we don't put the third Sefer Torah back. And so we discuss a little bit about the understanding of the idea of saying Kaddish by Kriyas HaTorah. Now, we understand at this point in time how it became used as a buffer between the various stages of Tefillah. Each stage of Tefillah is appropriate to stop and say we've accomplished in this Seder HaTefillah, this section of Tefillah, a covenant of Kaddish Baruch Hu's name. So let's close it off with a Kaddish. So some are makbid, therefore, that they say a Kaddish for Birchas HaShachar and the Korbanos. Then, but from after Pesukah to Zimra, then after we Shmon Esrei with Chazor Sashatz, and Tachanun is we mentioned is an extension of the act of Tefillah according to the Rambam, and then the end of Tefillah. The idea of Kaddish Yosem is really a separate idea. The mention of the Kaddish actually is mentioned together in conjunction with the Kavura. According to some, it was mentioned in conjunction with the learning that they would do as an Eli of the Neshama, and then they would say Kaddish. So there's also a certain sense it's an end of a Kiddush Hashem. It's an end of a Kiddush Hashem of a person's lifetime. So this idea has been expanded to apply to other areas as well. But that's the basic concept. Tomorrow we'll go weiter in the Chayotim. Meanwhile, have a good day.